It's about that time again, so pack your bags and get ready. Hitting the road with the best of friends, and you know that you're gonna rock steady. And gotta listen to your teacher when you're getting wasted by the beach again. You got Ballyhoo popping in your stereo. This is a summer jam, so here we go. Say, jump out of line, start to unwind. Before you gotta get back to the grind, and don't waste a minute of your summertime.
This, so I'm gonna just do it, okay?
All right.
Good morning, Vietnam! Anybody ever see that movie? I have not seen it, but I wanted to say it.
Hello? Hello?
You're on, bro.
Oh, I'm on? I can't.
I think so. You're mic two, right?
Yeah, I can't hear anything on my headphones.
You're mic two, right?
I am mic two.
You speak, and then I'll watch the things to make sure that you're going.
All right, listen to this. Hey, how's it going?
Are you flowing?
Yeah. I feel like maybe I can hear now.
I got you all the way up, bro. Hit that mic in that G-spot like Cooley Ranks said last week.
Oh, hey. Hey.
All right, everybody. It's Sunday. It's noon. You know what that means. You listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, I hope.
Yeah, and the Stroll Show.
If you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn at this time, on this day, it's the Stroll Show with C and the Flow. I'm the C, and sitting next to me.
It's the Flow, guys. Hello.
Hello. What's going on this Sunday for all you ladies and gentlemen? So, little unfortunate news to start off the episode today. I don't know, Steve, maybe you want to hit us with it. I think you bear bad news better than me, because I feel like my voice is already somber and timber.
It sounds very sad.
You know,
we had Vinny from Movie Life coming on today. I'm the Avalanche, all that good stuff. And his publicist unfortunately said he had a reschedule for the appointment for today. So we have no guest today.
No guests. We're flying solo, strolo, dolo.
Yeah, just like Kid Cudi would want.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It's like one of his songs. Like, he goes solo, dolo.
Oh, that's where that comes from?
I think so.
Oh. I think.
But, yeah.
So that changes my whole perspective on that term.
Does it make it cooler?
No. Well, maybe it does. I don't really know if I like Kid Cudi. I'm not. I don't want to. I've been doing that a lot in my life. I always, like, judge things before I see it or hear it. And I'm just like, just based on, like, ugh. But I know Kid Cudi, now that I'm thinking of it.
He's kind of cool.
He was kind of cool. I feel like he played some kind of festival that I went to at one point, but I didn't stay for him. I left before.
Ah, so you missed the solo dolo master himself.
Yeah, I missed the solo. And maybe that's why. If I would have stayed, then I would have known that
Strollo solo dolo.
That came from him. Okay, good for him. So we're going to try to fill the hour today with our bullshit, and we thank you for joining us on Radio Free Brooklyn. Again, it is the Stroll Show, and so let's see. What do you want to hit the people with today, topic wise?
Topically, we'll go topical.
I mean, I played a show last night. We could talk about that.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh,
that's that.
Next, what we got? I feel like this week we had just had the sports show on right before us.
That's true.
And it's been a magical sporting week for the for all New York. Well, two New York teams.
And that's
two
true.
Teams we are fans of. So I think that's always a good.
I think so.
The topic of you know.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't follow sports, if you're tuning in to listen to banter about music, you're not getting that today, apparently.
But you could get it.
Maybe you could. We'll see. Well, all right. So just to follow, you know, a little hop along on the last show. Yeah, Jose Reyes got signed by the Mets. It's a pretty big deal for our Mets fans. Me and Steve are known amongst the streets as being Mets fans.
Yeah, people know us for that.
Steve's wearing his Met jersey right now.
Oh, yeah. You're wearing your Met hat.
I'm wearing my Met hat.
Looking good. I actually wearing the same hat today, which is a little awkward, but
it's okay.
We look like we're wearing a uniform for the show.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Good.
That's true. I mean, I couldn't, when you ordered that hat and I ordered that hat, we needed to get the same one because it was the coolest one.
It was, yeah.
What they had to do?
Yeah, we were in the Seven Line hat. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out to them.
It's they have all, if anyone saw old Shea Stadium, the late Shea Stadium, it had on the outside of the stadium, they had all these neon lighted baseball actions going on.
Yeah, it was like neon, just like neon lights, like of, you know, different positions on the field.
It was very weird. So there was like a hitter, there was a guy running, I believe there was a guy catching. Like, well, that's our hat.
Well, that's the hat, but that's the one I know for sure.
And there's another guy catching a ball, I think was what I was going for. Like, he was
true.
He was reaching out.
Yeah, but the trick was the one with the guy that was catching, the neon colors were blue and orange.
As we all know.
So the other ones were like purple and green and red and blue. And like, it's like, you know what? I got to go with the OG Met colors and get the catcher hat.
Yeah. The other ones were like blue and, no, what was like, was there another orange and blue? I don't know. But there was like one that was like green and red. It was like, was
yeah,
it Mets? Like
it wasn't the Mets.
You would know.
Yeah. No one would know what the hell kind of hat you were wearing if you chose one of those other ones.
Yeah,
so
unless you saw the Seven Line logo in the back and then you're like, oh, these kids know what's up.
Yeah. But anyway, so apparently within the next like 7 to 10 days, Jose Reyes is coming back to lead off for the Mets and play some position.
He's playing all the positions right now. They got him. Apparently he's like super util, and that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, for everyone who doesn't know, Jose Reyes unceremoniously left the New York Mets. Was it 2011 already?
Was it
2011?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Yeah, but he was going for, like, the NL batting title.
Yeah.
He was leading the league in batting average.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on his last Citi Field day, he gets a bunt single. It was something weird. It was like he got, like, a little hit.
He got, like a squeaker.
Yeah, a little old butcher boy hit.
It was a squeaker. Little old butcher boy.
Old butcher boy here. He gets on first base. And then, I don't know what exactly happened, but he was removed from the game.
Well, he took himself out of the game.
He chose? Was it him that chose?
I'm pretty sure it was his choice. I don't know for sure. Don't quote me on that. I wasn't in the dugout.
I know.
So I don't know. But I mean, point is, either way, he left the game. So, I mean, he could have. Look, here's the difficult thing with that is because he could have chose to stay in the game if he wanted to. Right.
Yeah, that was a little cheap.
He could have said, even if, like, let's say Terry Collins or whoever. Was it Terry Collins at that time?
I think it was actually.
Yeah. Man, he's been around with the team for a while now.
I know. He's like our Met grandfather.
Yeah. It's all good. I love Terry. Terry,
chipmunk.
He apparently, I mean, even if he was to say, hey, man, do you want to come out of the game to Reyes? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Reyes has the power. Reyes is his own man. He could have said, no, Terry, I want to stay in the game. Terry, no.
He would
want
say
to
that
stay
even
in the
fair.
Game.
He's like, not going to stay in this game,
yeah.
man.
Play the game. So he could have said any one of those things, and Terry would have probably been like, you know what? I like your balls.
That's what the Mets need. Maybe Terry didn't understand him, therefore then took him out of the game.
Maybe he spoke out of turn.
He spoke too fast. Maybe he spoke too fast, and Terry's like, oh, yeah, you come out. And he's like, oh, no. And it was done.
That's possible. Whatever. Point is,
he's back.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
Yeah, it took a long time to get here. And now he's back. What do we do now? It's this whole new world. It's like this new world that is the old world that should have been the world the whole time. Reyes should never have left the Mets, and he should have been on the team this entire last 5 years.
Yeah, where'd he go? You know, he just floated around waiting.
The problem,
come back.
The real problem, though, is that when they let him go, they didn't have anybody to replace him.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would you let a player go that is a homegrown guy you've had on your team since he was 19? He was in the organization.
Yeah,
debuted at like 20. 22, 23 or something like that.
Yeah, he may have even started earlier than that. I remember he like broke his leg or something, like he was playing second base.
We'll see. Let me see.
I don't know what year that was, though.
He came up a year before David Wright. I think he was up in 04 because David Wright came up in 05. So, and I think Reyes was already on the team. If he was signed in 99, then he must have, if he came up in 04, he was 19 when he got signed. Let me try to do these quick
numbers.
Crunch these numbers in my head. He was then 24. Yeah.
Yeah.
24. That sounds right.
That sounds like a good age to come up.
And then I think David Wright came up when he was 25. So I think they're like they're like the same age, right?
They're like two flocks of a feather, right? That's a phrase.
Two flocks of a feather?
Two flocks of a feather. What is it?
I think birds of a feather, and they flock together.
Yeah. Yeah, like Mighty Ducks,
yeah.
I guess.
Flying V. Yeah. Super V, whatever it is.
The super deep V. Like a deep V shirt right now. I'm wearing my Met shirt right now, so it was 87 like batting practice jersey.
Yeah.
And
you're looking fresh. I gotta be honest with you.
You're looking good too. You got this nice parrot shirt on.
I'm going to the beach today.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Going down to Breezy Point.
Yeah, let's give because why are you going down to Breezy?
It's my mom's birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Maureen.
So, you know, this actually just happened on the way over here. We'll talk about it. Why not? We got time.
We got nothing but time.
So this is
Vinny? Yeah.
Yeah, Steve. So here's the thing. We were talking about Facebook on the way here today because, listen, it was my mom's birthday yesterday. It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right? And as I said, I had
Saturday, not today.
Not today. It's a Saturday. So today is not the day. We are celebrating today, but yesterday was the day. So ultimately, as I said earlier, I had a show last night.
Yes.
And I had a show on a day of which my mom was born. This is the anniversary we are celebrating this. So, of course, you know, I guess most moms might be a little upset with that, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Would you think? I'm 27 years old.
You're a man. I'm a man.
Sometimes you have things to do. Sometimes you have other commitments.
Obligations that you need to get done.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we come from the, like, Italian, you know, like,
Italian.
Put your mother first kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even though my mom is not Italian, she's Irish.
Yeah. But you still follow the morals.
Yeah. And I think, you know, she has been around Italian people enough. My dad's Italian. I think that maybe she's assimilated some of these feelings about motherhood and how you should respect it. Yeah. Right? Ma, it's your birthday. I clear my schedule for you. Now I'm doing the Maniscalco. I'm sorry.
Maniscalco. all those tomatoes. But the best I got for that.
Yeah, it's good enough. So, long story short, I missed her birthday. That wasn't really the issue. The issue was this. We were talking about Facebook earlier in the car with me and Steve on the way here. And Facebook is what got me in trouble because apparently calling your mother, calling your loved one, someone that you know personally, not just even like, you know, like let's say, for example,
okay,
I didn't write on your Facebook wall for your birthday.
Shit. Okay. I'm mad already, but continue.
Right. Let's say I called you, I texted you, I sent you a funny picture, I bought you a drink, I bought you a present, we had a nice day together, right?
I feel like you're taking me on a date.
I'm just saying, let's say I did all those things for you.
Yeah.
Right? I did everything.
I'm just imagining this day.
Right.
It's a magic
day. I know. Maybe I've never done it. Maybe I'll do it. I mean, like, we've done it maybe not all in one day. We've done, you know, we've switched it up.
Collectively,
collectively. So, but I didn't write on your Facebook wall. Does that make does that illegitimize? Does that basically just bone me and I have no leg to stand on because no matter what I did for you, no matter how hard I tried to make your birthday this special day. Oh. I mean, no Facebook? No.
No.
Does that make it not count in real life? What is the deal with this?
No Facebook. Now you got a problem.
Now I got a problem.
Now you got a problem. Everything is just washed away nowadays.
So look, this is what happened with my mom. I forgot.
She got caught up in the Facebook hype.
Right.
Because, here's the thing. Like, she wanted some sort of suddenly shout out, right?
Right. Yeah, like something me saying. I mean, it could have just been as simple as, happy birthday, mom, I love you. Boom. Facebook, I could have just did that. Right. But I called her at 10 o'clock in the morning and I had a conversation, you know, like real people do, interacting, having a one-on-one conversation. People used to do that back in the day.
They used to do that, but you can't show everybody that you're doing that, you know, on Facebook now. People want to see what you can do.
Right. So my question was, how would you feel as a man if I didn't write on your Facebook
wall?
Honestly,
I probably wouldn't give a shit.
Exactly.
I don't really care.
I wouldn't give a shit either. I'd be like, eh.
I like to get surprised on the Facebook happy birthday. See who I kind of know, but like don't really know, and see if they were like, yeah. Let me just wish Steve a happy birthday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, look, yeah, respect.
But like, you use Facebook. I use Facebook. We've been on Facebook for since 2006.
2006, since we got our college email addresses.
Right.
When it used to be just for that.
Yeah, and it never was for parents. It never was for kids below the age of 18, right?
Right.
You mean, I don't even know if you, at first, I mean, even if you were 18, you didn't have a college, if you didn't go to college, if you didn't have a college email, you couldn't get into Facebook, right?
Yeah. I remember my brother getting it first, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, oh man, I can't wait to be in college.
Yeah.
To get a Facebook. Because it seemed like a very like kind of closed network type private deal just for like friends and everything.
Yeah. I remember when it first started, it was like a big, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah. You know why I liked it too, seeing it? Because I never knew how to use MySpace. Because, you know, everyone had the...
Yeah, that was, I missed the boat on that.
Yeah, everyone had those jazzed up profile pics and like all this cool stuff spinning around, like really like late 90s internet.
But that became almost like, eventually it kind of became like the original like Plenty of Fish or Tinder.
Oh, did it really? It became
because,
a dating thing?
Yeah, because it would be like creepy guys creeping on hot girls and like, you know.
I must have been using it all wrong then, MySpace.
I mean, at least it's what I've heard. Wasn't really on there. I had a profile that was just a profile and name that I used to like see other people's profiles.
You know? Like a creep.
I mean, I wasn't creeping on like hot girls trying to like message them and stuff, but I was like, oh, I wanted to see what like, oh, what is this dude that I know from grammar school? He's got a MySpace. Let me check that out.
Yeah, you
know,
like, I think
basically what you do on Facebook now. Yeah. That's what you do.
Now you're all connected. I'm also getting a text right now from our boy Anthony from our softball team saying, I'm a little low. I don't know how that's true. Is that true?
I mean, you're all the way up, bro.
I'm juiced, Anthony. I can't get much louder than this.
Unless you want to go to another mic?
I don't know. Hang on. We're going to test this out. Uno momento. You got me on there, bro? Number three?
Yep. Testing. I'm still hot.
How do I sound now? A lot better.
Sounds the same to me.
Sounds the same. I don't know. That sounds. I can't. Whatever. I'm sitting here.
I always thought that mic was better. I mean, I think you have to be right up on it, bro.
I am on it. Hang on.
See if you're getting a.
I'm getting live tweets. Oh, says better. I don't know.
Meaning. Hey. What are you gonna do? Hey, tomato.
Now I can see it better from all the instrumentation.
Hey, that's true. You should have just sat there from the beginning.
I know. It's actually a lot cooler in this seat than it is in that seat. It was really hot over there.
Okay, we're good. No, that mic's off. Goodbye, Mike, too. That would have been for Vinny.
Yeah, it would have been for Vinny, but he's still sitting there. Just
sitting there in spirit. We'll get him one of these days.
We'll get him. We're working on it. The team, our Stroll team is working on him.
So where were we? What were we talking about? We were talking about Facebook. Okay, so the point of the story was I forgot to write on my mom's Facebook, and she was devastated.
I heard the phone call through the speaker.
Yeah, you were right next to me.
Yeah, so
and,
I heard it.
I mean, what... What can be said? What do I say at this point? I didn't do it. I didn't write.
But your intentions were good because you then said, because you guys are going to the beach, right? We established the very nice parrot shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And also.
Beach day.
Yeah, beach day. And you said you were going to take a picture with your mom at the beach.
Yeah.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
And you're going to post that on Facebook and put what I would assume to be a nice, witty, funny, heartfelt caption.
I would have all that and more. I would have tagged myself. I would have tagged you in it picture.
Oh yeah.
I'll tag you. I'll tag everybody.
You're like Oprah giving out cars right now.
I'm giving out tags.
Yeah, everyone gets a tag.
What do I have to do, Mom, to make it up for you?
Now here's the problem. Now with these intentions you had in mind, because you don't want to, you know, you got a couple tricks up your sleeve. You don't want to agree there and be like, let her know beforehand what you're gonna do with the picture and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to be in the moment, you know, and then drop it. She's not expecting it. Now she's gonna be looking for it. And now I feel like you're doing it, and now it's like, oh, he's just trying to save himself.
Right, right, right. You know? That's the problem I'm in. That's the predicament I'm in right now.
That's a hot predicament.
Yeah, it's my quandary that I find myself in. I mean, I'm sure, you know what? It's all going to be fine.
She'll be cool.
We're going to live to be son and daughter. I mean, son and mother another day.
that'll stay tuned for that one.
Yeah, that'll be, I pull as a sex change, live on air.
I'm the doctor for that.
Dr. Steve.
I got steady hands. I played that. What was that surgery game we played for the Wii? That like Japanese game?
It's like trauma center or something like that.
And you got to like pay. It's like kind of like Operation, but for the Wii.
I love that game.
Yeah, so I'll just.
So I when we played that game, like when I originally played it, when I first got the Wii U, when I first got the Wii, it was like a big deal.
Yeah, that was a system for the ages.
Yeah, it was not easy to get. I remember I went to like 5 different stores to get it all on the same day.
Yeah, people were camping out for that.
Yeah.
They were camping out.
Well, because it was so like different for the time. It's not like, I don't feel like, you know, basically it was a remote control. Right?
It was just a wireless control or something.
Not like wireless controllers didn't exist, but the Wii really mastered that whole motion capturing thing. I mean, it wasn't perfect. Remember Wii bowling games that we played where you would just like, you would like let go of the ball and it would like still stay in your hand and then like 2 seconds later it would rocket out.
Oh, yeah. I remember like a fucking cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. The Wii bowling. My sister knows that I've retired from Wii bowling.
You got tendonitis, I think, right?
Tendonitis.
Carpal tunnel.
Bowled a couple 300s.
Oh, yeah.
I think it all came down to, like, I couldn't beat Andrew. Our friend Andrew, who's actually really good. He's the controller freak. If you ever want to look up a YouTube channel and watch people play video games,
mm-hmm.
Controller Freak YouTube.
Yeah, we're on it too, so you have to listen to more of our bullshit.
Yeah, more of our bullshit. But he's a freak when it comes to video games because he's good at all of them. And so I was like, I can't lose to this man because I would like, you know, we would bowl, we'd stand up to bowl and like throw it.
Yeah, we're getting intense. I remember.
And Andrew would just sit in the friggin' lazy boy with his hand just like, you know, slightly on his side, a little flick, and it was always a strike. So I was like, it's impossible that he could be that good, right? He can't be that good.
He figured it out. Like, he just like, it's like.
With the least motion possible?
Yeah.
An emotion-centered game?
Mm.
So I got frustrated and I just couldn't beat him. So I tried to practice and I still failed. I still failed.
Yeah, I remember those days very well.
Practice does not make perfect. Kids, if you're listening, just because you think you practice a lot does not mean it's going to work out.
Just because you work hard doesn't mean you're ever going to get anything in this life.
That's right, except Mr. Maniscalco over here.
Yeah, Sebastian Maniscalco. That guy is just everywhere. Why did he blow up so much? I mean, it's because of his voice.
I think
he appeals to so many different people because he appeals to, like, mothers. Like,
oh, yeah. He's like my mother's boy. Mama's boy?
Because he doesn't really curse, right? When he does his bits.
He does it a little bit.
A little bit, but nothing like, fuck this.
Yeah, no, he's very, very...
Keeps it together.
Very respectable.
I would like to look back and see if there's, like, any, like, DVD or any, like, YouTube stuff of him, like, from years ago. Because clearly he must have been doing this for a long time. Unless he's, like, some dude who just rolled out of bed one morning and was like, you know what? Today, I think I want to be a comedian. Today, I'm going to stop making this sauce with my mind. I'm going to take a break from the pasta and the raviolis, which is also a pasta. And I'm going to be a comedian today. How do you think that would work out? And everybody's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, do it. Well, you think that like his fame kind of snowballs from Jersey Shore.
Like, could be.
Because a lot of like,
but he's
that
not from
Italian,
Jersey.
No, he's from, but it doesn't matter. Just that Italian.
Just the Italian thing.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big thing that we lost for a little bit after the Sopranos.
I was just going to say, people love Italians, right? They love the mafioso, because it's like, if you're not Italian, you either like love it or hate it.
Yeah, because you don't, I guess some people don't understand it.
Right.
I don't even think I understand
it. But some of the biggest like states in the country have a big influx of Italian people. So that's a lot of the
marinara sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of sauce.
That's a lot of
Sunday.
Meatballs in the pot. So it's like, maybe, I mean, there must be some, I'm not smart enough. I'm not claiming to be smart enough to figure all this stuff out. You know, to be honest, I mean, can you tell?
You sound good. You sound tough.
But I think that definitely the fact that he appeals to Italian people and, you know, I mean, look at the Sopranos. People like you just said, I mean, he's like the comic version of the Sopranos almost.
Yeah. He's like making fun of himself and other Italians.
Right.
But tastefully.
Tastefully.
Just like that marinara sauce.
And it's good because
my grandma's tasting right now. She's
she's like, that Sunday sauce is good, Steven.
It's good, Steven. Come over and eat. Even though my grandma's French-Canadian.
It's okay. She knows how to make good sauce.
She makes a good Italian marinara.
It's like one of those sentences. You don't even have to put any like forceful in the sentence. Like, yeah, she knows how to make good sauce.
It's good sauce.
You just say good sauce.
It's good sauce. You always kiss your fingers because that's what you must do as Italian.
You know what else you have to do as Italian? Go to church. And we stopped doing that a long time ago.
We are your church on Sundays now because we have to see. Before we had no excuse to miss church. Now we have an excuse to miss church. And
that's
God
true.
Is okay with missing church.
What was our excuse for all those years? You remember, I mean, there was days where, like, back in the day where you would like get up, get dressed, and you would go to church. Sometimes you go to 10 o'clock mass. Yeah, I used to get it done early. You know what I mean? Maybe you go to the diner afterwards. It was a good time.
That's a nice time. I don't think I ever went to the diner after church.
I did. There was a diner right by my my house, like kind of like in a between like where my aunt lived and my grandma lived and where I lived.
Oh, like a central point.
Yeah, and so we would go there every day. My grandpa was like the mayor of the place. He'd come in because he was an usher at the church.
Oh, so he's basically famous.
Yeah, he was basically famous. He's like, hey, Terry, you want your cream of turkey soup? And he's like, I would like a cup today. Man. I don't want a bowl. I would like a cup.
He's like, I've been walking a lot. That collection dish got pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I gotta slow down a little bit.
I need a weak tea, just a very weak tea. Dunk the tea bag in for literally a 15 seconds or less.
Steep. 15 less.
Less than, and I want it so weak, it's basically water. It looks like that water when you're like, you know, like your plumbing's kind of off and you put your water on and it's like some brown shit comes out.
Yeah,
but it's like that light brown.
And you're like, I could probably drink this.
Yeah, it's okay.
We all watched Back to the Future 3, was it, when they go back in time and they're drinking the brown water on the on the table with the McFlys,
mm-hmm.
which was just never, not even a real Irish name. I have to say that.
Close enough. It's okay. I mean, it sounds good. It sounds cool. Plus, it had fly in the name. This was the 80s we're talking about. So like everything was fly back then.
Yeah.
Or was that the 90s?
I think it
like carried over.
It did carry over. It went to both decades.
Yeah. You know what I was watching yesterday for the first time in a long time? You ever see the Disney original film, the classic Xenon Girl of the 21st Century?
No, I've never seen that. Is that... No, I don't know that movie.
Or was it the 22nd Century? I don't know what year this movie was supposed to be taking place in, but I think it was supposed to be futuristic. And these kids were saying words like that... It was supposed to be futuristic, but they were saying words that still were being used in the 90s.
Like is tubular? I don't know if anyone used tubular that much.
I feel like maybe that was more like California. I don't know if anybody in like Brooklyn was saying tubular in the 1990s.
That's tubular, bro.
No, I don't think that happened. Unless everybody just wanted to be like the Ninja Turtles. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they did that. Did the creator of Ninja Turtles come from California, or was he New Yorker?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's like the Ninja Turtles were supposed to be from New York, but they were California accents. Unless, hey man, maybe people like that in New York talked like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I wasn't conscious at that point.
No, not yet. No, we should do. We should go watch some movies because those are factually accurate.
Yeah, those are factually accurate. We should just look around and see. We're assuming that they filmed any of those movies in New York, actually.
Yeah, probably like some back lot somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely the first movie. I don't think that was filmed in the city. That looked like a movie lot.
Yeah, it was. I like that building. The building April was in that went on fire at the beginning. Like that. It was like an antique shop or something, like or a bookstore.
Yeah.
I forget what it was.
Ah, oh, man.
I actually just bought like the 3-pack of those movies on DVD.
Remember I bought that and then there was no Secret of the Ooze in there?
Yeah, that was actually because we were ready to watch that shit. We were like, yo, we're going to watch Back to the Future.
It was
TMNT 2.
It was totally wrapped up film. Totally wrapped up movie. Fresh out the pack. It was actually double wrapped because it was wrapped in the 3-pack. But then inside, the individual DVDs were also wrapped. So it was doubly wrapped, yet there was still no DVD inside the DVD box when I opened it up.
Maybe the manufacturing error.
I would say so.
I don't know. Who to complain to about that, actually.
I mean, shit.
You have the proof of purchase?
I don't.
That shit with like the cereal boxes? Two proofs of purchase get you like a free Garfield seat VHS or something?
The proofs of purchase... let's see. You want to play a song or something?
Yeah, we'll play a song and then we'll field some calls after that. My dad wants to talk a little sports, so we're gonna get him back on and we'll get him back. He's never been on, but we'll get him on. And if anyone else wants to give us a call in, the call number is 718-928-9732. So we'll play a little song for you guys and we'll come back, field some calls, and
what do you think you want to listen to here?
What you got for me? What you got right now?
I don't know. Let's see.
I know you actually got, my phone's got not too much on it.
You know what? Let's, this man needs more, he needs more fans, I think. I think this guy needs, he's a very underrated musician. His name is Bruce Springsteen. You ever heard of him?
I gotta think. Hang on. Bruce. I don't know. I don't know any Bruces.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Well, I just really like this song.
All right, well,
and let's just listen to that. I feel like it's Sunday. We're all Bruce fans of Bruce. Your dad's calling. My dad's somewhere in this world. He'll call me at one point
and be like, "You play that Bruce track?" And you're like, "I did, Dad."
Also, my mom likes this song, so This goes out to you, Mom. Please, please forgive me.
Forgive him. Happy birthday, Maureen.
That was Bruce Springsteen, and this is Bruce Springsteen also, but we're not going
to
play that song.
Not getting to that Bruce just yet.
We give Bruce enough of a shout out because I think he's like playing the Meadowlands for like the 75th time in the last 3 years. So I think he's okay.
I think he's pretty good. Yeah, he's always selling that out. I'm going to have my dad call in now. I'm going to see what we're doing. We're going to play around with the phones for a little bit.
Yeah, we need to practice this because we have a special guest next week that we'll get to at the end of the show.
Yeah, a little 4th of July extravaganza. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Because I love the hot dog eating contest as much as the next guy does on ESPN. You know, this Monday.
Who doesn't?
Up.
Major League Eating, the MLE, bro.
I know. George Shea, shout out to you, boy.
Who's that?
It's the, he's the
he's the commissioner?
He's the commissioner. And he's like, at the 4th of July hot dog eating contest, he like goes, he does like the most epic intros. Like, I don't know. You have to, I wish you could go this year, but next time, you got to see it because he's literally a maniac. Like, he's like up on this like riser. He like rises up.
Was he a Major League Eater too, I imagine?
No. Oh, we got the phone ringing.
Oh, let's see how this works. I'm going to pick it up from over there.
All right, yeah. I'll patch it in. Patch it up with the with the button. Hello? Hello? No, hang up the phone. Hang on a second. Hello?
I hear a cat.
No, hang on. We got to figure that out again.
I don't know.
Maybe we call them. Maybe we give him a call.
Okay. But I don't know how to get it onto the mic. That's the problem.
Oh, hang on a second. Take over here. We're gonna figure this out right now.
We're going to do a hot tag into a hot bait and switch right now.
Yeah, just like in Sharknado 2. If anyone saw that, the bait and switch.
Let's see. The phone mic. The phone is up. Oh, maybe because it wasn't pressed down.
The on button?
I thought it was pressed down.
It's on right now.
Yeah, I just pressed it down.
Oh. Let's do it again.
All right, take two of the first phone call ever taken by the Stroll Show.
This is monumental. At least the phone rings now. That's what we know.
That was a good sign. That was sign one. That was we're on the right track.
There's a pulse.
The phone number works. That's the main thing.
Now we just wait with bated breath.
Oh, my.
Hello, this is Joe from Brooklyn.
Oh, he's in.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I do. That is my dad. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
You're doing good. This is
Big Joe. What's going on? This is great.
How did that work? I didn't even hear a ring.
You know what? The magic of radio.
I was on the phone already.
Yeah, Papa, can you juice his mic up a little bit?
Oh, that's as loud as it goes.
Oh, you're as loud as it gets right now. And I know.
All right, so how loud does it sound now?
Oh, you sound good. You sound like sounds like the fan right now.
Yeah, Joe from Brooklyn. That's what he said. Hey,
Joe from the car phone.
Joe from Brooklyn's on the line.
Big Joe, what should we talk about right now? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk some Mets?
First of all, I want to get some, a little bit of Mets. I just wanted to make sure, you had your stats right. Jose Reyes came up when he was 20, by the way.
Oh.
That's a little bit younger.
2003. Yeah. So just want to make sure, keep you guys on point.
Keep us honest.
You sound great.
Oh, thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you. You sound good, too, now. I can't believe the call. I didn't even know how that happened.
Well, I think he was still connected. He was still connected, and I just patched him in, and it worked.
Oh, okay. Now we know for next week. So let's go into some Mets talk right out the gate. What are your thoughts on the Jose Reyes signing?
Well, it doesn't cost them much, and they have not much ready to come up from the minors that can fill in at a professional level. Plus, they need some speed.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
It is really not a big gamble here, except for him to perform, and if he doesn't, to bring somebody else up. It really doesn't cost the Mets anything. So I think it's a good move.
I think so, too.
I mean, when David Wright is still leading your team in steals and with three, and he hasn't played in, like a month almost already?
His back broke, his neck, like a month. Was it like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was almost a month, but I mean... Yeah. Clearly, they need. I mean, it changes the whole dynamic of the lineup if you have Reyes at the top of there. I mean, hopefully, you hope he's still somewhat close to what he used to be. But I mean, you're not expecting much. But just a little speed on the base pass would be nice.
Well, he did pretty good last year. I mean, he only batted .259, but
25 steals though.
If you really think about it, the man is a lifetime almost .290 hitter.
Wow, really? That's true. Yeah. I mean. I feel like everyone's...
You think about it. He puts the ball in play. He puts the ball in play. And the Mets either hit a home run or don't score any runs. So
maybe raise a light some fire under their... under their the tushes.
Imagine he comes back and Wright is okay by September and the Mets are going for another pennant. And
they get to the World Series again with those two guys on the left side of the infield, I mean,
destiny.
Be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the hope and the wish. Let's just get to the playoffs and hopefully the pitching staff doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
They've been very feeble right now with the Mats and Syndergaard.
Yeah, we had a Syndergaard scare, but he's okay.
Apparently. We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. I mean, he said he's okay. What did you think about, Joe, the comments that Sandy made to, I think it was to Jay Horowitz, the PR guy for the Mets. Did you hear about that, Steve?
Yep.
He called him a puppy dog or something in front of like the entire group of public relations people, all the news and press and stuff. I mean, unlike Terry, for sure.
Wow, I didn't hear that part of it. I just heard him speak more about Reyes and how he was very remorseful for his actions, which are at best a way to start, but obviously he has a long way to go. Yeah. Domestic violence doesn't belong anywhere.
Yeah,
that's very true.
And especially a man making so much money, I don't know what more he needs.
Listen, he could have someone beat him for it. I don't know.
But, yeah, I want to talk about his contract. Do you know, Joe, like, anything about, like, the deal? Like, how does that work? Like, the Mets won't have to pay him the money that Colorado owes him, but they'll give him the league minimum. And then, like, let's say they wanted to bring him back next year. Like, how would that work? The Colorado is stuck with that bill for until the duration of his contract?
They're stuck with the bill. It's a shame that they are, but, he's a talented player. They took a chance. They made a decision to cut him. They waived him, right? So you take the chance. Man, look, how many times the Mets have done that? You've had way back in the day, you had Bert Saberhagen and guys
back.
Like that who got cut, and the Mets were paying, or even Bobby Bonilla.
Oh, yeah, the most infamous of all.
Yeah, he's still on the payroll, right? Or did he just come off in 2015 or something, or is he there till 2017?
I'm not sure.
I think they're celebrating his anniversary every year they pay him.
They should have a Bobby Bonilla bobblehead day to try to to help pay it off.
Well, let me ask my dad this question now.
Whatever the case might be, teams do make mistakes because players make mistakes, and they got to pay for the mistake. They decided to cut him. They could have kept him, right?
Yeah,
they could have kept him.
Yeah, they could have kept him. They could have paid him.
Yeah, and they could have paid him and got something from him, but they decided to cut him because. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, if Trevor Story was doing so well, I mean, if he wasn't doing so well, maybe they would have brought Reyes back.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's perfect storm, I think.
Well, like I said, if he could play whatever position, third base, outfield, second base, and move a few players around, whatever they do, just getting him in the lineup is going to be something that the Mets need. So, God willing, for us Mets fans, we can get back one more time.
God's will.
Let me ask my daddy, let me ask you a question now. Are you free at 4 o'clock this afternoon?
4 o'clock? Why is that? There's no softball game. I know that.
There is no softball game, no. But I bought tickets to the Cyclone game today to see Jose Reyes' first day back.
That sounds good.
You want to go?
Oh, sure.
All right. After the softball game, I'll come by.
Is it a 5:30 start or something?
I think it's a 4 o'clock start.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah. It's also 1986... ring giveaway day as well at Cyclone.
Are you serious?
Stadium.
Yeah, I guess they took over the ones that we didn't, the last ones that we could have gotten that we didn't get that day, and they sent them to the Cyclones Stadium.
It's too perfect. So
okay. You guys got there too late.
Yeah, we were there an hour and a half early.
Yeah, we just missed them. They gave out the last rings as we were going in to the stadium.
We saw them because we got stuck behind this guy who had like electronic tickets or something.
Yeah, and he had like it was like a group. It was like at least 10 people that went that like just cut in front of us, and they all got rings.
Yeah, they all won.
One other comment I got to make to you guys about Facebook.
We should ask him about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mother's always right. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, no. I wasn't arguing with her. What I said on the radio is not what I said to my mother. I said, "Mom, sorry. Please forgive me. Could you ever forgive this person that you birthed?" You know,
she's thinking about it still.
She was upset.
Just a little cake on Facebook would have been appropriate.
You're right. Listen, I'm not.
Take too much of an emoji to get you pushed up into your status.
You're right. I'm at fault. I take full responsibility for my actions.
All right.
That was our first call.
Never forget that.
Never forget.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up on you guys. You guys are doing great. Keep going. Till next week, you have a big guest. Maybe you should talk about that as well.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we'll segue right into that right now.
I'll see you up to that. All right, man. All right.
I'll see you later for a little Mets action.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, bye.
All right, take care.
Well, look at that.
We made it work.
I don't know what happened, but that was amazing.
That was amazing. Once it got going, he sounded louder.
I think that boost, whatever they were talking about, they had some boost audio equipment that helped raise the
volume. Oh, yeah. You're right. I saw the Facebook post.
Yeah, that was cool. That was my dad. So he's a calling in. We go to a Cyclone game. I'm very excited.
He also has you want to talk a little about the Ben Bay?
We'll do a little free plug right now. If you're ever looking for any real estate needs in the Brooklyn area, maybe Staten Island, into boroughs.
Yeah, why not?
We have my dad is the broker at Ben Bay of Avenue U, located at 206 Avenue U.
Ooh.
That's in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn. So if you guys ever need anything, give him a call.
Joe is the broker extraordinaire.
Yeah, I'll just give him my dad's cell number. I'll just give him a cell number because you know what?
Is that allowed? Is that cool? Has he got a business account?
There is a business phone. I got to get the phone number because I know it's 718 something and he's going to be mad if I don't know it.
I mean, you should know this, right? You should have the business cards on you at all times.
Yeah, I feel like people, I think they prefer that we call individually. Like, hang on, I got the number. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm not worried. I see you. Your eyes lit up when it came up.
And now it's now to the page, it doesn't even load up, but. now the page doesn't load up.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing we could do, but just go find it on the Facebook. We got a Facebook page. We also, just Google it. You'll find it right away. You see my dad, a nice mustache. You'll find him. He's a very friendly man.
He's like the real-life version of Mario from Super Mario, but a little taller.
That's true.
Taller man. Like that if Mario ate the mushroom. After Mario ate the mushroom, then you get Joe Girgenti.
I guess that's true. Yeah, but I feel like Mario eating the mushroom is actually just what he should look like.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe he starts smaller than he does. I'll go give the check. Check that out.
Yeah. And since we're plugging stuff, just to remind you, we're on Radio Free Brooklyn right now. You're listening to the Stroll Show.
Guest list
app. Of the Stroll Show. If in case you feel like, donating or helping out the cause of Radio Free Brooklyn, it's a totally free form, community based and community ran operation we have here. It's all on, the hosts and the creator. Listeners and the creator to keep this going. So if you'd like to help us out in any way possible, we have a Patreon account. You just go to patreon.com and search for Radio Free Brooklyn. You can put, pledge as little as a dollar, and it would really help us out, help us bring you this free content every week. And, well, I mean, you're getting free content 7 days a week, almost like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, so at least, $1 a week, $1 a month, $12 a year.
Yeah.
As we said last time, it's like giving up just one day of lunch.
Yeah, one day of lunch.
Don't get that,
chicken bacon cheddar wrap that day.
Oof. Maybe that day you get it.
On the
salad day, you give us 13 bucks. You don't really want that.
It's like in the Bible, the salad day, God rested. Yeah. Like that salad day, you skip lunch.
Exactly. And you don't have to eat that.
Yeah.
If you don't want
to. So we really appreciate that. If you have any extra to give to help the Radio Free Brooklyn keep running. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, because let's be real. Where else could you get the opportunity to do something like this?
Right, and we're very thankful for the opportunity to be doing this. And we're thankful for anybody who's helping us out. And also, thank you to all our listeners who's been making us in the top 10 of the Radio Free Brooklyn consistently every week.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Appreciate
pretty
that.
Pretty awesome.
So we're coming down to the end of this this journey, this guest-list journey we've been on.
It's really hot in here.
It's really hot in here.
Stomach sweat. I don't even know if that's real.
So maybe let's look ahead. Let's look ahead to the
let's
next
let
week.
Let us gander into next week. Because next week, as aforementioned,
mm-hmm.
July the 3rd is our next show. That is a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
Sunday.
12 noon, same spot, same time.
Instead of being on the beach, soaking up the rays.
Yeah, we
getting my tan on.
We're making paper. We're chasing paper that
chasing
day.
Chasing paper, just like
any rapper.
Yeah,
any rapper.
Yeah, somebody.
Basically.
But anyway,
they're all chasing paper.
Yeah,
but
we're doing that.
So next week, July the 4th is on a Monday, and on Monday every year, well, not just on Mondays, but on July 4th every year, there's a little something called the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
That is. Ooh, wait, what is this?
It's a contest in which. You have like 12 men. They have two separates. It's like they have the women's circuit and they have the men's circuit, and uh-huh. they go on right after another.
It's kind of a big deal.
I think it's a big deal
in Brooklyn anyway. It's a big Coney Island event.
Yeah, it's a very Americana event just for the fact that it's just a bunch of Americans stuffing their face as quickly as possible. So I am a big proponent of this activity that goes there. I go every year, like my sister, my girlfriend, friends, you know, whatever. You've yet to come, but we'll get you to come.
I was going to come this year, but now you're not going
to
be around.
I know. I got to be in D.C. to see my brother Frankie.
Well, you're going
to
do a Frankie, and instead of eating Frankie's, you're going to be seeing Frankie.
I'll be doing both down
bad
there.
Bad joke. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but so, you know, I was like, yo, what would be the best thing to have to get us into the 4th of July spirit? And I said, you know what that is? We'll get a guy from the hot dog eating contest to be on this very show. Mm. Not in person. But that's why we tried to test the phones out a little bit today. We got someone calling in, a special guest. I think a 6-time champion of the hot dog eating contest. A man who's defeated. This is like what that guy George Shea does. He goes like, it's euphoric. I think that's picking up. I think it's picking up.
That's kind of low. Anyway.
It's kind of low. But we're going to know the man who defeated Kobayashi. The man who...
He took down the Japanese Godzilla of hot dog eating.
A man who's captured our... You know, Kobayashi really brought the hot dog contest into the limelight.
That's true.
And this man...
There was documentaries about that.
Yeah. And this man from San Jose, California, came in, stole the mustard belt from him.
It's a mustard belt?
It's a mustard belt. It's a yellow belt. Actually, it's sponsored by Pepto-Bismol, which is very ironic.
That is genius. Whoever works Pepto-Bismol needs to get a fucking raise. Who made that fucking happen? Because clearly, that's what you need.
That's a smart move. So we're going to have none other. My favorite, if you could have a favorite major league eater, none other than 6-time champion.
You would have his
world
jersey.
Champion. I have the t-shirt, which doesn't really count.
Oh, okay. I'm saying if there was a major league eating team that you could have a jersey, you would have this man's jersey.
Team Joey Chestnut. We have Joey Chestnut coming next week.
He's going to be calling in, we hope. And hopefully, you know, our run of luck of getting good guests hasn't run out because we had a little hiccup this week and not getting Vinny from the Movie Life. And we're sorry about that. Anybody who's tuning in to listen to him.
We'll get him back. We're working on it right now.
We literally just found that out like a day before the show. So
and we didn't want to come off as desperate to anybody. Like, reaching out, like, oh, could you just please come, please?
Yeah, we figured give you an opportunity to, you know, give us an opportunity to use the phone, check that out. And also, you know, give people a little taste of the sea and the flow.
See how we can cover a million topics in literally about a half hour.
Yeah, I think we did a great job today, bro.
I mean, we went Mets, we went your mother.
Birthdays, Facebook. Religion, we even covered a little religion.
That's 2 weeks in a row now we're talking religion.
I mean, it was a big part of my life growing up.
Well, so we know you were an altar boy.
I was an altar boy, but we'll save that story for another day, perhaps.
Yeah, that's why he is the way he is today.
It wasn't like that.
No, I'm kidding, but you never know.
You're
depressed.
But yeah, so no Vinny today. Sorry.
It's terrible.
Sorry about that. Movie Life and I Am the Avalanche fans out there. We will get him on. We will do everything in our power to make this up to anybody who's tuning in to try to listen to
it. I'll get him my Facebook game. I'll get my email game.
Yeah.
If there's a phone number, I'll get my phone game.
But anybody who's listening and wants to hear a little bit of Major League Eating talk, we're going to have a professional Major League Eater and Joey Chestnut on next week.
If you guys got any questions, you know, that you want to ask in addition, he's going to be here from 12:15 to 12:45. We got him a half hour block.
Yeah.
Well, intro, extra. So, outro, extra. I don't know.
It's fine.
But
import, you know, export. I think you're using an export.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to ask Joey some questions, you want to tweet at us so we can ask Joey some questions.
Or you can email us at the Stroll Show. What is it?
Strollpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Our Twitter is stroll_podcast. I know it's a little confusing with the podcast aspect, but it's just because we were podcast before.
That's okay. And Stroll Podcast on Facebook also, if you want to like hit us up on there.
Give us some likes, anybody give us some comments.
Comments, subscribe, what they say on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what they all say. And I just also want to give another special shout out from our UK brother, Vinny Ray.
Vinny Ray.
He's a good man. My brother's friend. He just Facebook messaged me.
Vincenzo.
Vinny.
You know, I love you, bro. I have a question for Vinny right now. You up? Are you up, bro?
Hashtag thick.
that's Steve's and my boys from back in the day. Severian alum for sure.
Brooklyn native, now living in the UK. Shout out to him. He's been listening, I think, almost every week. And he was there with us on my brother's bachelor party when we actually got Danny Tamborelli for the podcast, when Danny Tamborelli came over our apartment.
He just texted me, I'm up.
I love it. There's nothing...
There's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do here.
And finally, again, I would just like to say, if my mom's listening, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Maureen.
I'm sorry that I'm a bad son, and I didn't think I only thought to call you and text you and wish you love that way. I missed the step of Facebook, which now I know
it's a very important step.
It's part of the lexicon now. It's part of our daily lives. You have to do it.
You have to.
So anybody who thinks out there you're gonna skip a Facebook post, you know what? Think again.
Yeah,
Facebook has you.
Yeah, they'll give you that piece of cake emoji you can put in there to make your mom think you went that extra step, that extra click to make sure that she had that
He found me a cake on the internet.
Yes, he did.
And I'll just be like, I did, Mom. I'm the greatest son who's ever lived.
Yeah, in your face, Dill.
Yeah, shout out to Dill also. We're just giving shout outs now for the last minute.
Tweet us right now. We'll shout you out.
So you've been listening to The Stroll Show. We're on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you guys for joining us.
Tune in next week, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, tune in next week, Joey Chestnut. Thank you to Steve's dad. Thank you to Vinny from Movie Life and I'm the Avalanche for not coming today.
He'll be back.
Because you gave us an opportunity to bullshit and then also use the phone, which we needed to do.
Yes,
because
we did. Thank you.
hopefully remember it for next week, because that's
a pivotal.
It's a big if.
Yeah.
And again, find us on Facebook, Twitter, and email us at thestrollpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions for Joey. We'll be back again next week at noon. Same time, same place.
High noon, baby. Brunch hour. You know, get your bagel ready. Get your cup of coffee. Iced coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Outside.
And don't forget, we will provide the cream cheese, the audio cream cheese for your bagel. I'm sorry, that sounded weird.
That sounds weird. We'll have a little locks, too. So locks in for next week.
Yeah. So, yeah, until then, everybody, keep your head up. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, don't step on gum.
And we'll leave you with our jam known as
Cerveza.
Cerveza.
From Ballyhoo.
All right.
Shout out to them on Warped Tour.
Have a good day, everybody.
All right, that worked. What'd you do to make that work?
It's about that time again, so pack your bags and get ready. Summertime, Corona and